In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you see all these things, now that it is near, even at the door. Dear faithful, in today's Gospel, Jesus tells us something about the frightful period before the end of time. And he tells us that we will know. We will know when that period has arrived by the things going on in the world around us. And this is a question that we sometimes find us asking ourselves. Could Jesus have been referring to our time? Could we be approaching the end of time? Jesus speaks of the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, to his Jewish listeners. This was something with which they were quite familiar. It had already happened under Antiochus, a successor to Alexander the Great. Antiochus had marched with his army into the temple in Jerusalem, the sanctuary of the living God, and put a stop to the continual offering of sacrifice. Not only did Antiochus abolish sacrifices to the true God, but he also had pagan priests brought in to offer pigs in sacrifice to the false god, Jupiter. Not only the Jews were deprived of the graces of divine worship, but they were forced to be accomplices to a great sacrilege. They must attend this ceremony. We might be tempted to see in this a foreshadowing of the terrible tribulations that have gripped the Catholic Church in recent years. Our Lord speaks of an era in which there will be false Christ and false prophets trying to lead even the elect astray. Here too there is a strong temptation to think Jesus was speaking of our own times. We keep being told that things are now different and that we must adjust to new ways. The old ways and the old morality, we are told, have been replaced with the new ones. And likewise, a whole crop of prophets has arisen to tell us how we are to deal with the general decline in civilization. They all have, of course, different answers. Now, we don't know if we are living in the end of times or not. We may be. Certainly, many of the people who heard Christ speak took him literally and expected the end to come within their own generation. And people who have endured difficult times throughout the past 2,000 years may well have felt that Christ was speaking about their time. It is impossible to be objective about such a thing seeming to go on around us. Certainly, when the end itself actually comes, people will be able to see the signs of the time. Things like the sun and moon being darkened, the stars falling from heaven, Jesus appearing like lightning in the sky from east to west. But for the time being, at least we see no such signs. What are we expected to do? The answer is, of course, very simple. We ought to prepare for the end of the world in exactly the same way as we prepare for our own personal end. For long before the end of the world comes, we may be called upon to give an account of our lives before God's judgment seat. That is to say, that our preparation should include prayer and penance, and keeping the commandments, and doing good works, and receiving the sacraments frequently. There is little else we can do to prepare for either eventuality. Remember that there will be false Christs and false prophets out there. The best thing, the safer thing, is to ignore them. Do not go forth. Do not believe it, as Jesus tells us. Keep the gospel of Jesus and avoid all innovations. So what is this abomination of desolation? We are free to differ as to the meaning of the phrase. Once again, the phrase is in the writing of the prophet Daniel, so it could refer to any of the interruptions in temple worship thereafter, to the false god worshipped, to the ripping of the temple veil by God himself at the crucifixion of Jesus, or and the utter destruction of the building. I would suggest, though, that the abomination should be understood more personally. The abomination is our abomination, one that we ourselves commit whenever we stray from God. The abomination of desolation, yes, is our society's turning away from God. But much more to the point, the abomination is our own turning from God whenever we sin. Dear faithful, nothing is as desolate as a people without God. Nothing more desolate than the soul devoid of sanctifying grace, a soul lacking faith, hope, and charity. A soul created for God, but given over to the devil and the world. What Jesus is asking us to do is to exercise our own enlightened self-interest and number ourselves among the elect. It is not God who sends us to heaven or hell. It is not God who sentences us to tribulation or to tranquility. We do that for ourselves. And our choice ought to be obvious. As St. Paul tells us today, walk worthily of God, and please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God. Love God, love his church, love his sacraments, love his mass, and you will have meaning in your life, and enjoy God's consolation, both now and in eternity. Let's be prepared. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.